Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
No Bears quarterback has thrown for more yards or touchdowns in a season than Eric Kramer. Kramer set franchise records in 1995, throwing for 3,838 yards and 29 touchdowns. But Kramer's toughest battle has come off the field, trying to cope with the loss of his 18-year-old son to a heroin overdose.
You see your kid starting to make decisions to hurt themselves, you know, as a parent, you really feel vulnerable about trying to provide them some direction, and it's hard to come up with the right answers all the time. It's a very difficult situation.
Griffin Kramer struggled with substance abuse. In October of 2011, he died at friend David Nurnberg's house in Agoura Hills, California. Nurnberg was with Kramer at a park when Griffin injected heroin and passed out. Instead of seeking immediate help, Nurnberg drove Griffin to his house to let him sleep off the drug. Nurnberg woke up the following morning and finally called 911 because Griffin was still unresponsive. But it was too late. He was dead from an overdose. Nurnberg pleaded no contest to involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to 5 years probation.
Griffin had some struggles, and so he was in a drug rehab. So I had sort of a group and a support network of people around already. And so when Griffin passed away, it was, you know, I reached out to people that were close to me at the time. Fortunately, there was a good group there, and then there were some people that, some angels actually, that float through your life. I can say that there were some amazing people that in your darkest hour will come and help. My heart really goes out to the struggle of a family, because I know the struggle our family went through, before, during, and after. And just some of the struggles as Griffin grew into a young man. And, you know, we were a divided family. We were separated as a couple through some of those years. And it really, really makes it tough.
Eric Kramer played 5 seasons with the Bears, leading the team to a playoff appearance in 1994. He spent 10 years in the league before being forced to retire in 1999 because of a neck injury. Kramer believes his success in the National Football League placed added pressure on Griffin, who was a high school quarterback.
I think there was a time when he was a young kid that it was a double-sided coin for him. I think he liked it, but I think he also, it was something that he felt like he was always going to surpass anything I did. You know, he had no problem telling me that. But I think in the telling me that, kind of added maybe internal pressure.
Kramer was able to forgive David Nurnberg, the last person to see his son alive.
You know, that time can't be taken back, unfortunately. There's no rewinding the clock. And, you know, David made some unfortunate decisions, but, you know, the two of them together were making unfortunate decisions. And so, yeah, I don't blame David for any of that. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got through dealing with a tragedy like this is that you have to go through it. You know, you have to literally do what you can to not avoid it, not hide from it, not run from it, not say, I'll deal with it later, not continue building the house you were building just to kind of get your mind off of things. You can't get your mind off of things. You need to kind of settle in with it. It's going to be painful. Sometimes you want to talk about it. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it. But if you avoid it entirely and act like it's going to go away, it's not. And so just finding the various ways to deal with it, be supported through it, and that's where I've seemed to have found some strength and some solace to move forward.
The city of Chicago and its outlying suburbs have seen a spike in heroin overdoses.
Kramer stresses parents need to get their kids treatment if they're struggling with a drug addiction. Anthony, some pretty powerful stuff there.
Yes, prayers go out to the Kramer family.